This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Well, the weather is closing in on us now. In some cases, it's probably hitting some of you now. Good evening. Hopefully, you're not listening to this in a car as drifts are piling up in front of you. Good evening. Welcome to the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. .com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I keep hearing these stories about where we're not enforcing the law when it comes to guns. And that, I guess that's okay. That's what you want to do. However, if you're not going to enforce them, stop asking for so many new ones. Now, a lot of people would be like, well, hey, who doesn't enforce them? And, you know, let's look at some figures here, shall we? We're going to go somewhere that most people would think is probably quite innocuous when it comes to gun crime. That would be Delaware. In Delaware, there have been 11,700 felony weapon charges filed from 2012 to 2014, 2 years. And 71% of them have been dropped in plea deals in order to put more criminals behind bars. If a criminal confesses to a crime or takes a deal, since the evidence would have landed him a more lengthy prison term if he or she had gone to trial, we should all rejoice, right? A felon is off the street. Why would you be axing the ones, if you got somebody, you want to get them off the street, wouldn't you be going for the bigger bang for the buck? Why are the gun charges the ones that should be axed? State prosecutors in Delaware say they are not surprised by the rate, but said there's more to it than those raw numbers. I said that cases usually have multiple charges, and that in Superior Court, where felony trials occur, they get some sort of conviction in 87% of cases involving a firearm. Most of the time, 62% of the convictions are for gun offenses. Steve Wood, who has been in the Delaware Attorney General's office for more than 30 years and is one of the most senior prosecutors, says cases are defendants. And it's the defendants who we are prosecuting. It's the defendant for whom we are seeking incarceration, not a charge. He said the important thing is to get a conviction. He said if a defendant is charged with homicide and gun charges, prosecutors will sometimes drop the firearm charges in exchange for a guilty plea in the homicide. He called that result a victory because the defendant is going to prison for a long time. Nobody would care that a charge was dropped to get there. Okay, I've got a question. I've got a question. How do you establish that this guy killed the guy if you're dropping the charge for the gun? I mean, does that come out? It's just ignored. I mean, do you get out there and say, we've decided to plead to this, and the of course the fact that he shot him 15 times in the head, that's going to be overlooked. He's charged with murder. Murder it is. Guilty. Now, this is the case of Mateo Pinkston. Summer 2011, court documents say Pinkston walked up to a man, pointed a gun at him, and took his cell phone. Pinkston, who had already been convicted of two felonies and was a suspect in a still unsolved homicide, was arrested by Wilmington police and charged with robbery and several gun counts. But the Delaware Attorney General's office cut a deal with him in 2012, agreeing to drop three weapon charges that carried a maximum of 41 years in prison in exchange for Pinkston admitting to second-degree robbery and terroristic threatening, which carried a maximum of 8 years in prison. They're just, they're taking the easy way. They're going the easiest, they're going line of sight, A to B. That's what they're looking for. Let's get in there. Let's have a trial. Let's get out. You're going away for however long it is. Now, he was released from his 12-month prison sentence, which is what he was sentenced to. And when he was released, police said he shot and killed 25-year-old Artise Brown in Wilmington last year. So if they put him away for the gun charges, he probably would not have been around to kill 25-year-old Artise Brown. But I'm just speculating. Publication added that State Senator Brian Pettyjohn, a Republican, has been tracking the number of dropped gun charges in the past 3 years in order to help the state attorney general better prosecute these crimes. Pettyjohn knows that not every single gun charge is going to be prosecuted, and he knows that the system is geared towards plea bargaining, but the senator is more concerned with the crimes in which a firearm is used during a felony. During 2012-2014, more than 5,300 charges involving a gun or other weapon during the commission of a felony. 80% were not prosecuted in these 3 years. Once again, we're back at it's worse. He said, I don't think a weapon charge should be dropped. I think that we can drop some other charges, but if they're committing a felony with a weapon, whether it's a knife or a hammer, I think we should be prosecuting for that. That would send a very strong message that the Attorney General's office is very serious about prosecuting these crimes. Not prosecuting gun charges makes him question why new gun laws are needed. I think we've got enough, and I think we really need to start prosecuting the crimes that we have now. And I agree with this cat. I wholeheartedly agree with this cat. So it looks as if this isn't a case about law enforcement not doing their job. They obviously did their duty with the vast amount of weapons charges added to the various dockets. It's the prosecutorial discretion that is a problem here. And even there, prosecutors face problems with standards for trial and officers' bar for probable causes lower and expenses. They, you know, and this is the thing they're up against. So this brings up the next question. If we know they can't afford to do this kind of thing, if we know this, so knowing this, is it safe for me to say that all of this proposed gun legislation that's out there is not meant to be used in a court of law? It's meant to come after us, the law-abiding. It's meant to deprive us of the Second Amendment right. Is that a fair assumption for me to make it? This is just Delaware. 11,700 gun charges. 71% in total dropped. Pled down. You know, it makes me wonder. I'm sorry, it's making me wonder. It just does make me wonder. We're sitting here. I sit here every day, and I'm bringing you a bunch of minutia all the time coming from somebody that, one, doesn't know anything about a gun. Two, they only want to run your life. Three, they're not the ones that would be kicking in the door. And all the while, they're not doing anything with the ones they've got. I think that should be a disqualifier. I'm sorry if that's simplistic. I don't care. I think it should be a disqualifier. Now, I know that I shouldn't be laughing about that, but that's outrageous that much is allowed to slip by. Outrageous. But hey, who am I to worry? We'll go on to something else to get my blood pressure up. We will be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
You should be enjoying some hot cocoa, kicked back in your fuzzy Afghan, and I'm not talking about a combatant out of the Middle East, and kicking back and enjoying what we got going on here. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, this portion of the show, brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Chicago, still pretty much the gun-free bastion, even though we've had, you know, we have the Uber driver who stopped a mass shooter, and we've had the T-Mobile employee who stopped a shooting. Good stuff, to be sure. Still quite the gun-free bastion they are. Bloody weekends have become the new normal for Chicago. Seems like weekend after weekend, especially during holidays, Windy City becomes the gun violence riddled dystopia Obama and the other anti-gunners harp about whenever they politicize a mass shooting to push for more restrictions to our constitutional rights. And in the first 10 days, they had a little more than 10 days, or a little more than a week, they had 100 people shot in 10 days. 100 people shot in 10 days. The first weekend, 7 were shot to death, 30 more were wounded. The fatal shootings included 2 teens killed by a store clerk during a robbery in the Gresham neighborhood. That would have been the T-Mobile thing on the south side. And 1 of 3 people shot at a party 4 blocks from Mayor Rahm Emanuel's home. As of Monday morning, at least 19 people have been killed in gun violence in Chicago this year, and at least 101 more have been wounded, according to data compiled by the Tribune. This time last year, 9 people had been killed and another 31 wounded, according to statistics kept by the Chicago Tribune. Chicago police spokesman Anthony released a statement blaming most of the violence on chronic gang conflicts. Yes! Yes, that's exactly what it is. So in a city that's the bastion of gun control, they admit that it's the gangbangers. So they're also saying that the ones that shouldn't be in possession of the guns, the criminals, have them readily available in order to commit these acts of violence. It's not the law-abiding people. They have to wait to file the proper paperwork before they can exercise their Second Amendment right. Isn't that the perfect way for it to be? Now, if you're not in a state where you have, where it is allowed to carry, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, whenever you're doing it, then you should be someone who is, you know, you got to go through the process. You've got to go through that process. And that part of it is important, but the process in Chicago is horrible. It is horrible. By the time you get into having the gun, you are, you've already spent as much as I would for a gun. That makes it cost prohibitive, doesn't it? Yeah. So, all that being said, or not being said, rather, Chicago's still got it going on. But they still have to, you know, here's the thing. The law-abiding shouldn't have to wait on an FOID card. That further prevents, that's 30 days. In Illinois, the state police have 30 days to reject or approve your FOID card, which is simply your permission to own a gun. You cannot own firearms or ammunition without a valid FOID card. Citizens that have permits to carry are just as, if not more, law-abiding than law enforcement. So given the colder weather, we could take some comfort that the spike in gun violence isn't due to global warming, but we can also look at it and hope maybe that it'll be so cold they'll stay off the street in Chicago, can enjoy a little peace. I don't know if the gangbangers like to get out there and enjoy all that other stuff. So, having said all that, in Massachusetts, where everything is illegal. Now, there's a Massachusetts town that now subjects carry permit applicants. They now have to do a essay. Lowell, Massachusetts, is going to require gun permit applicants to write an essay to explain why they're exercising their Second Amendment right. Now, if a federal judge struck down the California 10-day waiting period for gun owners as an unconstitutional infringement on their civil rights, why is this essay portion even get... See, this is them throwing something against the wall to see if it'll stick. Coming from the Lowell Sun, one of my favorites. A new firearms policy will go into place despite a final plea from gun rights advocates Tuesday for looser restrictions. The policy requires anyone seeking a license to carry to take a gun safety course. Anyone applying for an unrestricted gun license must state in writing why they should receive such a license and to provide additional documentation, such as prior military or law enforcement service, a prior license to carry permit, or signed letters of recommendation. Critics who spoke Tuesday and who blasted the policy before made one last attempt at persuading Police Superintendent William Taylor to make it less onerous on applicants. Resident Dan Gannon said, "I will never write an essay to get my rights as an American citizen." Taylor did agree to work with one resident, a trained firearm safety instructor, to help shape a training course applicants will be required to take. The trainer, Randy Breeden, strongly criticized Taylor moments earlier for what he said was intentionally expensive training to dissuade anyone from applying for a gun permit. It's beyond ridiculous. He said the courses they have to take in Lowell, one costs $1,100 on over 5 days, and another doesn't offer any sessions through the rest of the year in Massachusetts. Through the rest of the year, when did this come out? Day before yesterday. Okay, the article added that the police superintendent may unilaterally set the firearms policy. So they're allowing the police chief to be the leader of the fight, in other words. The point of the Bill of Rights is that you don't have to explain why you're exercising them. These are rights that predate government. It's a disgrace that residents have to explain one of the oldest civil rights codified in American law. And, you know, I know this is Massachusetts, but even folks in Massachusetts, there's gun owners there that love their guns too. Why should they be putting up with this stuff? We're going to talk about a guy who would be governor when we get back, who's looking to selectively follow some rules and set some others. We will be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a icy Friday night. I know it's Friday, but it's icy, so I don't know what's going to be happening over the weekend. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the man who, well, he's the current lieutenant governor in California, but he wants to be governor of California, Gavin Newsom. Moonbeam is finally going to go away. I'm trying to figure, you know, this is horrible of me to say. here's what I will say. Glenn Frey, David Bowie, and who was the other guy? There's been one other guy that passed away, actor Alan Rickman. All, you know, I enjoyed everything that all of these people did. Don't know if they were pro-gun or anti-gun. That doesn't really matter because all I care about is their profession. They're dead at the age of 60-something, which I'm not very happy about at all. And Moonbeam is still able to be governor of California. And how old is he? 122? I don't know. Gavin Newsom wants to come in and be the next governor, though. Gavin, you know, he's beautiful. He's got nice hair. Right now, he's got a Facebook post up. Do you believe that we need smarter gun laws? Well, if you contribute $5 or more to Safety for All, you will automatically be entered into a drawing for two Super Bowl tickets with this view. Picture a really cool view of the Super Bowl. Click here to enter. as he tells the appreciative constituency that is evidently more happy to trade their and your supposedly unalienable right for a chance at tickets to the big game. No doubt the last thought of every American who's given the last full measure of devotion has been on which team will take home the Lombardi Trophy and the championship rings, and if Beyonce will support or completely take over what has to be Coldplay's, or was to be Coldplay's halftime spectacular. Now, David Kodria went in there and entered. The curious thing, the forum wouldn't let him do that without donating. So, Gavin Newsom has... He's turned Facebook into a gambling forum. I thought that needed a special set of rules, though, particularly when it's being offered up to the world. In the bottom on the fine print, they have a URL for official rules and restrictions, and I guess it would have killed them to offer an active link instead of making those interested do a copy and paste, or at least to make it easier to enter without putting an ante into the pot. So in the interest of not disenfranchising the underprivileged, go check out Gavin Newsom's Facebook page. That's where it's at. Here's the part. Here are the details of this, though. No purchase or contribution necessary to enter. Contest void where prohibited by law. All federal and state local laws and regulations governing such contest apply. Contest limited to legal residents of the U.S. who are at least 18 years of age. Sponsor of this contest is Safety for All Newsom Ballot Measure Committee. Gives the address. Think, you know, if you want to enter without greasing Gavin's palm, though, you have to send in a stamped self-addressed envelope, essentially ponying up the price of a lottery ticket. But that's not gambling. Honest. What's with this essentially excluding people of lesser means by limiting entries to progressives of privilege, though? Why further burden the underprivileged who will probably otherwise never have a chance to attend a Super Bowl? And what's with this legal resident requirement? What about that sanctuary city stuff? Why can't these people be coming from Guatemala if they're going to ride the train of death? Now, probably the reason that is the way it is because it would probably run afoul of some law. But if that's the case, so what? Then, yeah, really. I mean, for liberals, they ignore the law all the time. Ignoring the law has never been a problem for Gavin before, at least when he personally benefits and gets a little political juice to get away with it. Case in point, back when gay marriage was still illegal, then Mayor Gavin Newsom of San Francisco authorized city employees to perform ceremonies without taking a stand on that issue one way or another. Kodri asked him if he was free to disregard rules he opposes, and would he be able to do the same thing without getting in trouble? We're all supposed to be equal, right? He contacted Newsom and asked him rhetorically if he came to San Francisco and ignored gun edicts that he disagreed with, if he'd show inclusiveness and tolerance, or if he'd have him arrested. The city's response was to stick the police on him, first with two black and whites showing up at his house in Ohio, I think it's that. And then with the SFPD's bomb, gang threat, and hate crimes guy trying to grill him over the phone about his intentions. Attempts to find out who ordered what and why were rebuffed with the ongoing investigation excuse, although it would probably be worth a FOIA now if a statute still allow. So it's clear that in the case of Gavin Newsom, he can ignore rules he finds inconvenient. And the rest of us had better not. At least if he doesn't like you. And it's not just the laws he finds inconvenient, but rules of ethics and standards of basic moral conduct. This is the most curious part about this. This is a guy who has demonstrated time and again how he can't or won't control himself, but he's so obsessed with controlling others.
It's very telling. That someone who has proven so untrustworthy to those who have known him best is so distrustful to others. And I think he has a very good chance of being the next governor of California. He's the perfect California politician. Imagine all the rules he will be able to ignore if he's governor. California. Better be watching out for Gavin. Gavin is coming when as lieutenant governor. Now, one thing that for some reason Gavin doesn't point out. Now, California's only got two classes now. They got the very upper class, and then they have poverty. They have people living in poverty. American poverty, okay? Let's make that clear what I'm talking about. Poverty, real poverty, is somebody living in the streets that is so weak from hunger that the flies are already landing on them and they can't swat them away. That's poverty. Poverty is not a house with two cars and air conditioning and eating and full back tattoos. That is not poverty. I'm not making fun of tattoos. I like them myself. Got one or two myself. So I'm just saying that's not poverty. But that's what they have in California. They have, you know, American poverty, and then they have the upper crust. And in order to go visit some California businesses now, as Lieutenant Governor, Gavin has to get in his car and go to Texas. He has to go to he has to go to Arizona. He has to go to Las Vegas because a lot of Californian businesses have gotten out of there and they're taking their tax money with them. So maybe you could do something about that whole business leaving water thing. You don't have any water either. We'll be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's getting colder, if that's possible. I'm in South Carolina. What's going on here? Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Recently here in South Carolina, a state representative, Mike Pitts, got out there and proposed a law, and this is all meant to call attention. This was never meant to be taken seriously, although it was taken seriously by some people in the mainstream media, but this is him superimposing journalist for gun owner. And he was suggesting that there should be a registration and vetting process to become a journalist here in the state of South Carolina. And the complaints that were raised by the mainstream media made me laugh. I'm going to try to get Mr. Pitts on the show. I'll be working on that next week. However, I take you back. This coming from watchdog.org, originating August the 12th, 2013. The most recent congressional threat to the free press in the United States comes from California Democrat U.S. Senator Dianne Fine Frankenstein. In a proposed amendment to a media shield law being considered by Congress, she writes that only paid journalists should be given protections from prosecution for what they say or write. The language in her proposal is raising concerns from First Amendment advocates because it seems to leave out bloggers and other non-traditional forms of journalism that have proliferated in recent years thanks to the Internet. People like Rob Morse, who writes at Clash Daily and at the Slow Facts blog, and he's on the Polite Society podcast, and he writes for Ammo Land. People like him. People like David Kodria. Those kind of people. Ken Bunting, the executive director of the National Freedom of Information Coalition at the Missouri School of Journalism, isn't that wordy. He said, "It rubs me the wrong way. The government thinks it should be in the business of determining who should be considered a journalist." But on the other hand, he said there's a great need for federal shield law. in light of recent attempts by the U.S. Justice Department to force journalists to give up information about confidential sources. See, Kodria and Mike Vanderbo, who is very sick right now, and I hope he gets over it, and I hope he survives it. Kodria and Vanderbo broke Fast and Furious, which created all kinds of nightmarish things for the U.S. Justice Department, for Barack Obama, for the Democrats in general. And, you know, I'm sure somebody wanted to know who told them what they put out there. Because they got it in detail. They got it from ATF agents. That's who they got it from. But then, you know, that's what they, you know, that kind of thing is the kind of thing they don't like. They don't like that. They want somebody to be paid. And most people who get paid to be a journalist are liberals. Because most of your bigger liberals that are actually writing on a regular basis getting paid to do it are in New York or in California. The difficulty writing any such law, and this is the third time they have attempted to craft, at this particular time, a federal shield law, is that any such law would have to set standards for who counts as a journalist or what qualifies as an act of journalism. In 40 states, there are shield laws, but they do not apply in federal court. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution promises that the right to a free press shall not be infringed. I think we could just go by that, couldn't we? The proposed federal shield law would protect journalists from having to comply with subpoenas or court orders forcing them to reveal sources and other confidential information. Now, when this was going down, you know, me and Kodria were talking about authorized journalists, which is exactly what Mike Pitts was talking about. Oh, goodness gracious. That's exactly what he was talking about. So, that part of it is interesting that, you know, the Dems were talking about this, and then, of course, it was okay then, back in 2013. In 2016, it's not okay. Especially if a guy gets out there and says, hey, I think you should have to be vetted before you can write about things. I think that somebody out there that is going to write about guns or is going to try to do something to get your rights taken away is, well, I think we should know who they are, and I should think, I need to know what they're basing all of this off of. Because it's one of those First Amendment things. So, anyway. That part of it is, I just find that interesting that 3 years ago this was okay. 2.5 years ago this was okay. It was okay for the Democrats to put it out there. There's a case of Crystal Cox, a self-described investigative blogger from Seattle. She broke a story about financial malpractice at a major investment bank, prompting a lawsuit for defamation. She argued in court that she should be covered by Oregon's shield law, but the judge found she was not protected because she was not part of the traditional media. She was ordered to pay a $2.5 million to the investment firm. No indication as to whether she paid that or not. The distinction between who gets paid to do journalism and who doesn't is going to become essentially meaningless as we go forward with this technological revolution, which is absolutely true. So said Kelly McBride, a senior faculty member at the Poynter Institute of Journalism School based in St. Petersburg, Florida. A McBride, the recent author of a book on journalism ethics in the Internet age, said shield laws are meant to ensure a vibrant marketplace of ideas where all voices can be heard. To the extent that you limit the shield law, you limit who is in that marketplace. Feinstein is not the only member of Congress seeking to limit the definition of journalists. Dick Durbin wouldn't want to do it back then. He sent a lot of letters to a number of organizations, including the Franklin Center for Government and Public Integrity, which runs watchdog.org, seeking information about the legitimacy of nonprofit investigative reporters. A spokesperson for Durbin later told watchdog.org that the senator was not targeting any specific individual or group. So there. Take that. I'm all for it. I'm all for that stuff. Let's go ahead and do that. Of course, what about all the lies they tell on media, though? What about all the falsehoods they tell on media? If they're allowed to tell that without being vetted, should there be any sort of recourse by us that when we find out that they have lied to us? I don't know. I don't know if that should be a big problem, but it apparently is. It apparently is. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I just find it interesting that they blew a gasket. Blew a gasket! Telling Mike Pitts, a state representative in South Carolina, that he was just going completely rogue against the Constitution, subverting the Constitution. I'm going to remember this. We should all remember this. This is a national thing. We should all remember this one. And bear it in mind as we go forward, because they're the ones that set the standard here. They're the ones coming out. You know, what have you done for me lately? Okay, you don't want to subvert the Constitution? I'm with you. I am 100% with you, journalist. So shut up about the Second Amendment. Shut up about what I need to carry. Shut up about how many rounds my magazine can hold. Shut up about me having a weapon of war. Shut up about all of this stuff, and you and I will finally agree on something. We can have a new year. We can enter a new age of, of stuff. And won't that be peachy? I think it would be peachy. I'm just can't wait for the peachiness. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.